Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim by Kind of Yud Beis. We're starting about the third line with the words Taman Taninon. And today's office is sponsored by Eli Nishmas, Marsh, Mirim, Sarah, Bas, Biakam, Moshe, Hernish, Amash, and Havan Aliyah. So the general discussion of the Gemara is about Nidoy, excommunicating somebody, putting him into Cherem because of a lack of a kavod for Talmud Chacham. The specific story that we're in the middle of is that the Chachamim want to put Rebbe Elazar, who's one of the Zikne Adar, into Nidoy. They want to excommunicate him, and this is due to machlokes that he had with them. He yelled that a particular thing was Tahar. They said it was Tamei. We just concluded the previous Gemara by saying he was Makbid because even though they held it was Tameh, and maybe the halachas like them, they took things that he held were tahar and burnt them in front of him, and he understood that to be a lack of kavod, that they were just trying to anger him, because if they just simply held they were Tameh, they could have burnt it not in front of him. So we discuss what exactly happened over here. What was the story? So Taman Taninon over there, we have Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Chitchu Chulyos, V'nosan Chol Ben Chulya L'Chulya. They cut rings and they put sand in between each one of the rings. This has to do with an earthenware oven. They sliced it into rings, and in order to prevent everything from falling apart, they put some sand in between each of the rings that basically held the oven together, maybe lightly. Perhaps it wasn't the best seal, but it still held it together. As Rebbe Elazar Matar, Rebbe Elazar says that's tahar, meaning it's not makabel tuma, because since the oven was sliced into pieces, it's considered like it's broken, and the sand in between those pieces is not considered like cement. It's not like it's holding them together. So for all intents and purposes, it's not considered a clean. It can't be makabel tuma. Whereas Chacham Metamin, the Chacham said that this is tame. The sand is considered like a connector, and therefore it is considered like a proper kli in an oven. And that was their machlokes. And zet tanur shel chachinoi. This was called the oven of chachinoi. Now we explain why this name. So Ravirmi, he tells us, Chachach Gadol Nasa Ba'isa Yoim, there was a great blow that was caused that day. Any place where Blazer's eyes looked, Hayu Nisraf, he would burn it up. And again, that's because of the lack of cover that was shown to him. And not only that, even if there was one kernel of wheat, half of it would get windswept and the other half not, which means half would get ruined and half not. And it went even further, the pillars of the base Havad, of the base Medrash, were shaky. The whole thing was about to collapse. And in order to stop this, Amalan Rabbi Shua, told the pillars, "If the chaverim, they're arguing, they're mechamta shel Torah, atem ma'achbat lachem. You, what do you care about it? Why are you pillars getting involved? Don't collapse on us." Now, Vyatza Basko, came out for Amar and said, "Halacha kelezer bini, the halacha like kelezer my son." However, Amar Rabbi Shua said, "Loi b'shamayim he Torah's not in shamayim just because the Basko came out saying the halacha like Rabbi Lezer, the halacha's not like him." And Rav Crispy quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says, "B'shem Rabbi, that im yomli adam kach shana Rabbi Lezer. If a person tells me that this is what Rabbi Lezer teaches, Shainani Kidvarov, I'll paskin like him." And that's because actually we do listen to the Basko that the halacha is like him. El Tani Mechalfin, which is sometimes the teaching is switched around, meaning it's not quoted in the name of Rebbe Elazar, even though it's Jesus Rebbe Elazar. So now we're holding, Rebbe Elazar is in Nidui, he was excommunicated. Now Chadzman Hava Av Rebushuka, one time Rebbe Elazar was going in the marketplace, V'chamas Chada Isa, S'chusa de Beisa, he saw there was a woman who was clearing the garbage out of her house, V'talkas, and she threw it out, V'nafos Gaireshe, and the garbage landed on Rebbe Elazar's head. Amar, he said, seems to be that today my friends are going to once again bring me close and they're going to remove the nidui. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, "May ashpais yarem evyoin," that Hashem lifts up the poor from the ashpais, from the garbage. And look at me, I'm considered an evyoin, and now I have garbage on my head. So Hashem now is probably going to lift me up. Now it happens to be that they didn't release him from his nidui. That's at least the way the Rebbe Elazar understood what happened to him. And continue to discuss reasons why people are going to be put into nidui and tax communication. Rabbi Shuba Levi shalch basar chad barnash tlos zimnin v'le asar. Rabbi Shuba Levi sent a message three times to a particular fellow. They come to the entire, and the fellow didn't come. Shalch Amrle, he sent me the following message. Ilule deloy charmes bar nosh min yoimai. If not for the fact that I never put anyone into cherem, havina machram lahu gavra. I would put that fellow, meaning you, into cherem. Shal esmevar ba dvar min adin. There's 24 reasons why a person can be put into cherem, into nidoy. Evaze echad mehen. This is one of them. And I don't know this. That's because we have a pasuk in Sefer Ezra that says, v'chol shal lo yavel shal shesayam matzas sarim hazkenim. Anyone that doesn't come within 3 days at the instruction of the sarim hazkenim, yachram kol ruchushai, all of his wealth, all of his possessions are going to be placed into cherem. They're going to be confiscated. And he's going to be separated from those who came from Galus. This has to do with the instruction that Ezra had sent to everybody who had come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash. We clearly see that if they don't come within 3 days because of the Atzas Asar Vazkenim, then there's going to be a Cherem. Over Yitzchak Reb Elazar, he talks about these different reasons for Nidoy. Is Sagan Min Hoin, Mevadim Min Asisa. Many of these are scattered all throughout Mishnayos, and they're not necessarily found all in one place. So we're going to list a number of these. Tamantani over there, we'll learn the Mishnah, Meseches Tainis. Shalcha Shimon Shetach. Shimon Shetach sent a message to Chayni HaMagel, the famous one that drew the circle, stood in it and told Hashem, "I'm not leaving the circle until you bring rain." So Amaloy Shimon Shetach told him, "Sar Chatal Anadais, really you should be put into Nidui." Why is that? Because let's say Sheilu Nigzor Gzera, Kashem She Nigzor Me Elyo. Think about it. Let's say there was a Gzera, like at the times of Elyo Anavi. Elyo Anavi made a Gzera that it's not going to rain until he says so. So let's say there was such a Gzera nowadays, and Hashem decided no rain is coming no matter what. Loinim says, "Maybe Asur Al Mati Chil Hashem. When it turned out you're going to bring a big Chil Hashem to the Rabbim because you stood in your circle, made a nether that you're not leaving until it rains, but it could be there was a gzeira that it's not going to rain, and then it's going to turn out that you made a false shvua, and that's going to bring about a big chil Hashem. Shekal maybe it's around with a chil Hashem, tzarech nidui. Anyone that brings a chil Hashem to the rabbim, he needs to be placed into nidui. So that's one of the reasons. Another one to Montanir, where they were learned in a Mishnah. This is Mesach Rosh Hashanah. Shalach Leir Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Kiva. Im akavatas rabbim, if you're going to hold back the rabbim, nitzas machshal lasid lavoi, turns out that you're going to be machshal them in the future. This has to do with the whole story that Rabbi Kiva held back a whole bunch of edim that were on their way on Shabbos to give edus for Kiddush HaChodesh. He didn't let them go. As Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to him, if you hold people back, you're going to be machshal them. They're not going to come in the future because they're going to say, well, last time we saw the new moon and we went to give edus, we were stopped, so we're not going to give edus again. And not only that, loy nimsas makavas rabbim lasid mitzvah, aren't you also holding people back from doing a mitzvah? Shekom makavas rabbim lasid dvar mitzvah, and it will hold back the rabbim from doing a mitzvah. Tzarech nidui, has to be placed in nidui. Another one, Tani Weaver Bryson, Rabbi Yeshua, she says, Tavdus ish roimi, hinning is anche roimi. Tavdus, who's a man of Rome, he's very chashva yid, he was one of the community leaders. He instituted a minig of the people in Rome. Shu oichen gedim mikulasim blei psachem, they should eat gedim mikulasim alel pesach. Basically, he had them roast a goat, just like they would do for the Karban Pesach, and he instituted this minig in Rome, and that was ostensibly so that people would remember the Karban Pesach. However, Shal Chacham Vamrulay, the Chacham sent a message to him and told him, Ilush at Tavdus, if not the fact that you're Tavdus, don't you think we'd minada you? Meaning we'd put you into nidui. Now we just clarify Umau Tavdus. Who is this Tavdus fellow that he was so chashuv that he wasn't put into nidui? So Amr Khanani explains, Dahav Mishach Parnas and Rabbanon, he would send a lot of money to the Rabbanon and support them, and so that's why he was very chashuv and they didn't put him into nidui. Now we go back to the clarification. Why is it that he deserved to be put into nidui? Loim would say, so maybe it's realm de achilos kachem chutz. Doesn't it turn out that you're going to bring people to eat kachem outside the base of Mikdash? People are going to see that you're eating an animal, Lel Pesach, that looks exactly like the Karban Pesach, and so they're going to say, oh, you're allowed to eat kachem outside the base of Mikdash. And why would they put him into chayrim? Shekal maybe it's realm de achilos kachem chutz. Tzarech nidui. Anyone that causes people to eat kachem outside the place where they're allowed to needs to be put into nidui. And another one, Tamantani with the ruling of Mishnah, as me nidui, who do they put into nidui? As Elazar ben Anad. This person named Elazar ben Anad. What happened? Shepikpik b'taharas hayudayim. He was mafakfig. He kind of laughed at and scoffed at taharas hayudayim. We have a din that we know that a person's hands could be tame even though his body is not. That's why a person has to wash their hands. And he made fun of this and they put him into nidui. What do we learn from here? Adamar, this tells us, hamafakfig b'davar, afil medivrei seifrim, tzarech nidui. Somebody who laughs at something that's even a drabanon, he has to be put into nidui. Now, another example, Tamantani over there, Limsech's Adius, we learned in a Mishnah, there was a machlokes between Akavya ben Mehalalel, one of the greatest chum of the generation, and the rest of the chumim regarding Saita. Akavya held that only a regular Jewish woman who is born Jewish, she's able to become a Saita. We're going to give her the May Saita to drink, as opposed to a freed Shivcha. She used to be a non-Jewish maidservant, then she was freed, so she becomes Jewish, or Giyares. Neither of those are going to get May Saita to drink, and that's based off of a pasuk, whereas the chum argued with him. Now, as a raya to their words, they said, but Shmaya and Avtalyon treated a Shivcha like a Saita and gave her to drink. So he responded to them with the following, the Kama Hishkua. That it was because of similarity they gave her to drink. And we clarify, Ma'u de Kama, what does that mean, similarity? So it really means the Kavasa. They were just like her. Shmaya and Avtalyon were descendants of Geirim, and she was basically a Giyares. She was a Shivcha Mishuchreres. She was freed. So in essence, Akavya was degrading Shmaya and Avtalyon when the previous generation were the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, and because of that, Niduhu, they put him into Nidui, and Umesmi Niduyav, he died in the state of Nidui. That's because he was never Chayzer, so they never lifted it, they never removed it from him. And actually, Vesaklu Bezdin Aroinai, Bezdin stoned his Aroin in his coffin. They didn't actually throw stones in it. They just placed one stone on top of it. That's like stoning his Aroin. Elamatchas teaches you Shekal Menuda. Anyone who's put into Nidui, Umes, and he died in that state, they had never moved his Nidui, Saiklan Aroinai, we stone his Aroin. Hadamar, this also tells us, Hamavaz Zakain, somebody who degrades a Zakain, Afiul Achar Misa, even after that Zakain had died, Sarach Nidui, he has to be placed into Nidui. Now, Biyomid Rab Zaira, in the days of Rab Zaira, Havan Marachan Makarvin, they would put somebody into Nidui and right away release them from it. And that's because, even though we said Stam Nidui is Shleishim Yom, we said in the previous daf, still, since really nidui is given over to the chamim, they have the dispensation that they're able to make it shorter or longer if they want, and therefore in the days of Reb Zaira, they would put someone into nidui and right away release him from it, and that's even though the person was never chayzer and they never did tshuva, they would release the person right away. So Reb Zaira on top, Armelin Reb La told them, Hashtam Rachkin Vahashtam Makarvin, what is this, a joke? First you push him away, you put him to nidui, and then bring him back, and that actually lowers the status of Bezdin. The whole point of nidui is to frighten people to listen to Bezdin and to act properly and to not be mevazet tamid chachamim because they don't want to be put into nidui for 30 days. But if you're going to put a person into nidui and right away release him, how does that make sense? How does that help Bezdin at all? And Rabbi Yisrael says, you're right. Chazer unimnu, they went back and took a vote again. L'chshei yachzer boy, that's only when the person's chayzer, when he does tshuva, so then you makarodai say, they bring him close, they take away his nidui, but if he didn't do tshuva, so they're not going to take away his nidui. More dinim about nidui, ha-menudu l'rav, menudu l'talmid. If a person's menudu to the rav, he's menudu to the talmid. For example, a talmid said something inappropriate to his rabbi, so his rabbi put him into nidui, so that talmid is menuda to the Rav, that means he's also menuda to the other Talmidim. However, menudah l'talmid ain't a menudah l'rav. If a person is menudah to a talmid, he's not menudah to the rav, which means the person on the stature of a talmid was put into nidui by somebody else, maybe by one of his peers, so the Rebbe doesn't have to follow that, and he's able to talk to and communicate and have what to do with this talmid who's in nidui. Furthermore, hamenudah l'avbezin, menudah l'chacham, someone who's menudah to the avbezin, he's also menudah to a chacham, who's on a lower stature, but hamenudah l'chacham, if someone's only menudah to a chacham, ain't menudah l'avbezin, he's not menudah to avbezin, and they can have what to do with each other. Another din, hamenudah l'nasi, menudah l'chal adam, if a person's menudah to the nasi, he said something inappropriate, the nasi put him into chayrim, he's menudah to everyone. Ask the Gemara ad kedayin, chacham shenida. Up until now, we've been discussing a chacham who put somebody into nidui, so there's different stages. Maybe he's menudah to everybody, maybe only to people of his same stature, but somebody who's more chashav not. What about the following? Vafilu chaver shenida? Let's say a chaver, just a regular fellow, a regular person, good old regular yid, he put somebody else into nidui. Do we have to follow that or no? So Nishmino does learn for the following. Chada amha min de bar pata, there's a Jewish maidservant from bar pata family, havas avra kumi chada kenishta, she was passing by Beis Knesses, and chamas chad safar, she saw the cheder Rebbe, machil chad menuk, striking one of the children, yater min surche, more than necessary. Amrle, so she told the Rebbe, yahave ahu gover machram, that person, meaning you, cheder Rebbe, you should be put into cheirem for striking this child more than you should have. And also shal rabacha, this cheder Rebbe went to ask rabacha what he should do. Amrle told him, tzarch ad chashash al nafshach, you should be worried about your soul. And so we clearly see from here that even a regular simple person is able to be menada somebody else. Hadamar, this also tells us, that if somebody acts improperly, they do something they should not have done, such as this Rebbe striking the child more than necessary, they deserve to be put in nidui. Another story of Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish, he was watching figs in this area called Barbaris, and also listav gunman behind Belalia. Thieves were coming and stealing from them in the middle of the night. But at the end, Argish behind, Rish Lakish figured out who these thieves were. Amrlein, he told this whole group, Lahavun Eloin Ama Machramin, you fellows, you should be placed into Chayram. Amrlein, so he responded to him, Yayahu Gover Machram, that fellow, meaning they turned right on Rish Lakish and they said, you're put into Chayram. And what did Rish Lakish do? Chashal Nafshe, he got worried about himself. Amar, he said, Mamin Inun Chayvin Li, they're just Chayv Maminis to me. They stole from me, so they have to pay. Delma Nafshon, perhaps they're Chayv their souls. When a person is put into Nidui into Chayram, that affects their Nisham in some sort of way. And Rish Lakish realized that perhaps he's wrong, that he shouldn't have put them into Chayram. And now that he falsely put them into Chayram, they actually were allowed to put him into Chayram, which they did. And so now he realized, wait, now I'm in Chayram. So Nafak Paribas Rihoin, he went and ran after them. Amrlein, he told them, Shroinli, please release me from my Chayram. Amrlein, so they told him, Sharilon v'non Sharilach. If you release us, so we'll release you. And the way this could be understood is that even though maybe Rish Lakish doubted whether his Chayram was valid, we would say that it is valid because if a Chacham put somebody into Chayram, even perhaps if he's wrong, it's still a valid Chayram. Either which way, they said, we'll release you if you release us. Now, Damar, what does the story tell us? Hamanadis Misha'inai Tzarech, if a person puts somebody into Nidui who doesn't really deserve it, Vinida Aisai, and that person flips around and puts him into Chayram, Nidui of Nidui, that is a valid Nidui. Ask the Gemara Mi Matir, who's able to release a Nidui? In the case of Rish Lakish, when he ran after them, let's say he wouldn't be able to catch them. So who would be able to release him from his Nidui? The din is, as we're about to see in a little bit more detail, that only the person or the group that puts somebody into Chayram, they're the only ones that are allowed to release it. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Like Antoni wasn't taught in Braisa, Mes Echem Menadov, if one of the people who put somebody into Chayram died, Ein Matirin Loi, so there's no way to release him from his Chayram because that fellow's not here. And Rav Shimon Levi, he tells us, Hadadat Omar B'Shein Shom Nasi, that's only when there's no Nasi. Avol Mia Shom Nasi, if there's a Nasi, Hanasi Matir, the Nasi is able to release the Chayram. And Rav Yaakov Rachas is B'Shein Rabbar Mamol, Maisab Echad Shemes Echem Menadov, there's a fellow who one of the people who put him into Chayram had died, V'Loi Hitiru Loi, and they didn't release it for him because there was no way, the person had already died. Ask the Gemara, V'Loi Kenar Rav Shimon Levi, didn't Rav Shimon Levi say, Hadadat Omar B'Shein Shom Nasi, that's only if there's no Nasi, Avol Mia Shom Nasi, Hanasi Matir, the Nasi is able to release him. So the answer is that Bekamas, we'd have to establish what this is referring to. Mada Amar of Yaakov Ra'acha, Mashiach Rabbah Ramamal, it was like Chazerbai. It's talking about the person wasn't Chazer. They didn't do tshuva. They didn't fix up the whole reason why they were put into Nidu in the first place. And in that situation, even the Nasi is not able to release him from it. Now, Yaakov Rabbah says, Mashiach Rabbah Sheshes, Nimnu B'Usha, they took a vote in Usha, Shalon Nadar Zakain. Not to put a Zakain into Chayram, that's not the proper way to go about doing things, even if he deserves it. And we're going to see in a moment what should be done. Vase Kaida Amar of Shmuel B'Shem Ravo, this is just like where Shmuel says B'Shem Ravo, Zakin Shira by Davar, if something happened to Zakin, which means he did some sort of particular Avera, perhaps he went a little bit off, we don't publicly denounce him and remove him from his status and his post. Rather we tell him, you should maintain your honor and just stay at home. In other words, instead of putting into Chayram and making a whole public stink about it, we tell him, look, you're an honorable fellow, you're Chashav Yid, just stay at home and don't come out, and that way you can observe your Nidui in private without everybody knowing about it. An elderly Chashav scholar that forgot all of his Limud, was against his will, maybe he got sick, maybe something happened. It could be he was very poor, and due to the fact that he had no food, that caused him to forget his learning. We still treat him like the Kedusha of an Aroin that got worn out. It has to be treated with proper Kavod. That's because it used to hold a Sefer Torah, and here we have a Zakein that used to hold a Sefer Torah. It used to have tons of Chachma, a lot of Torah in it. We have to treat him properly. Now, the dinner of Acha quotes on Tanchum, quotes on Chiyu, says Rishayim Riechinon, Zakein Shenida Letzarech Atzmai. If a Zakein put somebody into Cherim, he was Menat to somebody for himself, Afilu Kehalacha, even if he did so Kehalacha, in Nidui of Nidui, it's not a valid Nidui. Now, talking about a situation where, let's say, a number of other people had insulted or done something wrong to the Zakein, and he did not put them into Cherim, and then this fellow came along and did the same thing to the Zakein, and he did put him into Cherim. Why? Because of personal animosity towards him. He didn't like that guy, so he put him into Cherim. So even though he was Betzedek, he technically was allowed to put that fellow into Cherim. Since other people weren't put into Cherim for the same thing, this Nidoy is not valid either. And one last story, B'yamid Rabbi Yirmiya, in the days of Rabbi Yirmiya, Asos Akal Tiveriyai, a calamity, something bad happened to the people of Tiveria, and they had to pay off the governor or the government or whoever was in charge with a lot of money. So Rabbi Yirmiya, who was one of the Chamim, he was one of the leaders, he started making collection from everyone, telling them how much they had to pay, collecting different tax amounts, if you will. And Shalach, he sent a message, Bai Minarta de Kaspa Gabi Rabbi Yaakov Rabban. He requested the silver menorah that Rabbi Yaakov Rabban had. So Shalach Amarle, Rabbi Yaakov Rabban sent a message back to him, Adain Lo Shav Yirmiya Mirasai. It seems to be Yirmiya hasn't gone back from his evil. And all this was being said is Rabbi Yaakov Rabban was a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have to pay taxes. He doesn't have to be involved in these types of collections. So why are you, Rabbi Yirmiya, taking money from me? This is a very insulting, lack of covetic thing to tell Rabbi Yirmiya, and therefore, Yud Gimel Amar Aleph on top, Ubikesh Lana Daisai. Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to put him into Cherem. Now, Bahar Ruchia Bered Rav Yitzchak Atushia, Yosef Taman, Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Tushia, he was there. Amrali, he told Rabbi Yirmiya, Shemati, I heard, Sheimanad and Zakein, that we don't put a Zakein into Cherem, Elim Kain Asik Yerav Ben Nevat Chaverov, unless he did such terrible things like Yerav Ben Nevat and his cronies. So Amrali, Rabbi Yirmiya responded to him, what about the case that we had earlier on the bottom of Amar Aleph, the Kemah Hishkua, that Rabbi Yirmiya had responded to the Chamim, that the reason why Shemayin Avitalion had given the Mesaita to this freed Shivcha to drink is because they were just like her. She had originally come from non-Jews, and they also came from non-Jews, and they put him into Cherem. Uchi Ravim Ben Avat Chavei Rav Asa. Did he do like Ravim Ben Avat and his friends? No, but unless they put him to Cherem. And what happened to the story between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yaakov Rabban? V'nadun Ilein Le'Ilein. Each one put the other one into Cherem. Rabbi Yirmiya put Rabbi Yaakov Rabban into Cherem, and since he felt that he was unrightfully put into Cherem, he in turn put Rabbi Yirmiya into Cherem. And therefore, V'chashon Ilein Al Ilein. They were both worried about the other person's Cherem. V'tzorchon Mishtaria Ilein Min Ilein. They both had to receive a heter. They had to get their nidui released from the other one. We're going to stop for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.